Hello?
James?
Yes, uh-huh.
Hey, this is Winston with the HOA.
Okay, yeah, how can I help you?
I was just calling to let you know that the HOA has decided to boycott Amazon. So I was just calling to let you know that we're not going to be allowing anyone in the neighborhood to order from Amazon anymore.
You're not going to be allowing anyone in the neighborhood to order from Amazon anymore.
Yeah, we've decided to go ahead with the boycott on them. We voted, and it passed with the overwhelming majority to boycott Amazon.
I'm not allowed to, and I live here, I'm not allowed to order from Amazon?
Yeah, that's right. So, we've already set up, the penalties and things like that. So, for example...
That's bullshit.
Well, we voted on it. That was the majority rule.
I don't care what you voted on. That's bullshit.
Well,
Amazon is the largest company in the world. I order from them constantly and Prime membership.
Yeah,
I'm ordering from them right now. And you're stopping that? That's bullshit.
Yep. Well, I mean, you can keep ordering from them, but there's going to be, consequences. Like, for example, if we spot an Amazon...
What consequences?
Well, let me explain. So if we spot an Amazon box, out front, on your porch or in front of your door or whatever the case, that's going to be a $30 fee that we add on to your account.
Bullshit! I'm going to sue you. You don't have the right to do it. Why are you doing this to Amazon? Why?
I mean, haven't you read the news and the things that Amazon is up to lately? That's why we voted to boycott them in the first place.
What do you mean the news Amazon is up to? I don't understand what you're talking about.
They're taking taxpayer money and making the taxpayers construct their new headquarters. So it's socialized cost sharing, but then it's privatized profit sharing. So in other words, they make the taxpayers pay for their new buildings, but then they keep all the profit. So fuck that, we're boycotting them. And if we see an Amazon box on your porch, that's a $30 fee the first time. Second time
you
it's
know
six.
What? You know Listen, what? That's bullshit. That's bullshit. You're telling me what I can't do, so you're telling me I've got to order now through regular mail. I can't order through that. You're dictating me like a communist country would dictate me who I can and can't order through?
This was a Democratic vote. This was the majority of the people voted this way.
HOA voted. We didn't vote in the community. Let us all vote. Well, I didn't vote on it. You gave me no chance to vote on it. No. Your little committee voted on it.
Well, the committee represents...
You did not give us a chance to vote on it.
The committee
little committee voted on it.
Well, yeah, the committee represents the people in the neighborhood. You elected your representatives.
No. You don't represent me, because if you had voted, I would have said bullshit. You
well,
don't
bullshit.
Get a right to do that.
Listen,
okay, I'm gonna get the whole neighborhood. We're gonna go against you. I guarantee
okay,
you.
Okay, listen.
We will go against you. This is total bullshit. I'll vote your ass off of there.
Okay.
You don't have the right to tell me who I can order from.
You're not gonna vote for shit, motherfucker.
You have the fucking right to tell me who I can order fucking from.
I don't know why you're getting so worked up. It's just Amazon. Just go to the store.
Now, you just told me I can't. I belong to them. I paid $99 a year, and I can't order from them.
Listen, why are you getting so?
What do you mean I'm upset about? What do you think I'm upset about? Anybody in the neighborhood will be upset. That's not in the covenant. Bullshit! I'm suing your ass, and I'll get the rest of the people in the neighborhood to sue you and the HOA. This is damn against the law. You cannot tell me who I can order from or not. You don't have that right.
Jabe, listen to me. First of all, what are you, lazy?
No, I'm not listening to you.
What are you,
I am
lazy?
You.
Hey, what are you lazy? Just go
right.
to the store. Just go to the store. Don't be lazy. You need the exercise anyway.
You
just
do
go
not
to the store.
Have that. Who am I talking to?
Support the local businesses instead of a mega corporation. Don't be a lazy.
Who am I talking to?
My name is still Winston. It hasn't changed. Just get your ass to a store, you lazy bastard. Look, if there's a third Amazon box on your porch, that's
fuck
it. Your ass.
You.
Your
fuck
ass is.
Fuck you! Fuck you!
Phone kept ringing, so I picked up. It's Roy saying he's the one who dinged my truck. He was beaming radio waves and waiting for cops. Scratch a gas tank cap, left his CD in the trunk. I said, this seems fine, I don't even see a scratch. And suddenly he says, well, you park like an ass. Now I'm feeling appalled, can't believe what he said. I'm so flustered by this call, my face is turning red. Then he says, he's just playing, he only called to distract us.
And the temerity
of this son. Son of a cactus. Son of a cactus. He's a son of a cactus. Son of a cactus. He's a son of a cactus. Son of a cactus. He's a son of a cactus. Son of a cactus. He's the son of a cactus. It's a slow day at work. I'm feeling pretty bored. It's when I get a call and it's Steve Dave
from corporate.
Hey Steve Dave, what can I do?
Yeah, we have some problems. I need a favor from you. Maybe I can pull some orders if you give me a phone number or two?
Whoop. Whoop.
Sure, here's some numbers. Anything else you need? Does the phones are ringing and someone kicks me in the knees. A few minutes later, I got people calling back pissed, saying,
what the hell are you guys doing filling my engine with acid?
Son of a cactus. He's the son of a cactus. Son of a cactus. He's the son of a cactus. Son of a cactus. He's the son of a cactus. Son of a cactus. He's the son of a cactus. Now this is a story that might sound weird. I was watching Hallmark Channel drinking some near beer. That's when my buddy calls Frank from the association. But what Frank said next gave me hesitation. Said he killed my lawn and my trees. Got to go building a cell tower, selling China all my info. I need to like the Facebook or I'll get evicted. And my internet use is gonna be restricted. Then he says,
tell your wife to shut the fuck up.
Can't believe what you're saying to me.
Frank,
are
you drunk?
Drunk, he says.
Yeah, I'm wasted, but I've always liked to put my garbage in your cans and tip them over just to spite you. Hate your whole fence. It's covered with mold. And I can't stand you because you're so damn old.
But Frank, we're like the same age. This is so out of character. This call's so strange. You've thrown me for a loop. I think I'm feeling faint. Are you being serious with me, Frank?
Nah, I'm just kidding. It's a prank.
What?
Son of a cactus. He's the son of a cactus. Son of a cactus. He's the son of a cactus.
You're listening to The Snowplow Show, episode 543. I'm your host, King Richard. Today is April 1st, 2019, and a great day in PLA history. That's right, I tricked that dummy Brad into giving me his Wi-Fi password. And now, this show is mine. Today's episode is brought to you by Ryan Jardina, another prank call show, my little side project, Ira Garrett Jumping, Cody Noname, and Brown Magic. These are just five of the people that need to stop wasting money at patreon.com/phonelosers and transfer their support to patreon.com/anotherprankcallshow. And I could really use the help, because the downside to hijacking this show is now I'm responsible for RBCP's legal debt, damn it. The upside is you no longer have to listen to prank calls made by a senior citizen. After 25 years of hosting this show, Brad was turning into the Jay Leno of prank calls. And if you don't like this change, see if I care. Join the Discord and complain about it, you damn boner jacket. So get ready for Amazon ban shenanigans, DNA doorknob antics, and you're gonna love my last idea. I'm going to tell people I'm with the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and little Marky Valentine, who has cancer, has a dying wish to be a superhero. So I'm gonna come light their house on fire and let this 10-year-old cancer patient try to save them. It's sure to be a barrel of laughs.
Hello.
Hi, Anna.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Cody with the HOA.
Cody, who are you?
My name's Cody Noname.
I don't know you, Cody.
Sorry about that, everyone. I'm not sure what happened there. I think I have control back. Let me try and get this started back up.
Hello?
Hello, this is Gary from the UPS, the delivery company.
Yeah?
And I'm calling to let you know we have a delivery coming to your house today. It's kind of a large one. And just want to make sure someone's going to be there to take care of it.
What time?
It's sort of on the way now. It's a really large crate, though. Like, it's about as big as a house. So are you going to have someone out?
A house?
Yeah, it's about as big as a house. Are you going to have someone there to do you have space out in front of your place for it?
What is it?
Well, I don't know. I didn't open the box. I just, we're just
a
delivery.
It's a pasteboard box.
It's a what?
a pasteboard box?
Pasteboard? I don't. It's a big wooden crate. They're actually lowering it down on a helicopter, and I guess they're using those military helicopters to bring it over.
Well, I haven't got a clue in the world what it is.
Yeah, it's on the way. It's coming. It's like bigger than a 2-story house. So it's basically probably going to be bigger than your house. So do you?
No, you bull jiving me. I don't know nothing about it.
No, I'm not bull jiving you, sir. I just need to make sure that you have space. Like, do you have a big lot that we
do
can?
Do you know what my name is?
Of course.
What is it?
David.
And what address are you bringing it to?
915 Road, it says.
Well, I haven't got a clue in the world what it is.
Yeah, well, I don't either. I didn't send it to you. We're just a delivery company. But my question was, do you have space in front of your house for a very large package?
Yeah, I got plenty of space.
Okay, because it's a big one. This is probably the biggest thing our office here has ever delivered.
Well, that's good. Just deliver it anywhere you want to.
Okay, we'll set it out there on the lawn. Bull jiving? Who says bull jiving? That guy said I was bull jiving him. So I was thinking maybe it might be funny to let some people know that a large delivery is on the way. That's pretty much my entire premise. There's a really large box on the way. I don't exactly know where to go with this. But I'm going to use a list here that Nathan sent to me back in November. Thanks, Nathan. And they're probably just all going to go like that. And I'm going to give up and move on to something else, I guess, probably. That's my prediction about all this. Yeah, you didn't answer the question, you fucking idiot.
What's the question, man?
I asked if you have space for all these crates. They're the size of a house.
No, I don't have the space.
Okay, should we just send them back?
You can kiss my, what you call it? You better be glad my wife's sitting here.
I can kiss your what?
That's what you better be.
So did you order some robots?
No, but I know this is April Fool's joke.
What? No, it's not an April Fool's joke. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's April Fool's joke.
I'm calling for
you. I just ain't narrowed down who it is yet, but I'm on to you now, so.
What, because it's from Nova Robotics? That's a real company. Don't worry, your podcast app isn't glitching out or anything. I just chopped down those last two calls to basically nothing. Just the tiny, funny parts that happened in some really long calls. I couldn't understand what that first guy said, and then the second guy said it's an April Fool's joke, but the rest of the call was boring. I blame King Richard for trying to take over my show today. Fucking King Richard.
Hello?
Hello, is Hubert around?
Wrong number, honey.
Yeah, goddammit, shit, fuck.
You're welcome.
I didn't say thank you. Hubert put down the wrong phone number on this list.
Hello.
Hello, Beverly?
Yes.
Hey, it's Brad from UPS. I'm calling to let you know we have a delivery coming to your house today.
Okay.
And are you going to be around? Because these are pretty large packages.
Who's it coming from?
It says Nova Robotics. But these are like really large crates, and there's 7 of them. They're coming in on flatbed.
I don't know nothing about it.
Okay, well, yeah, that's why I'm calling to let you know. I'm telling you about it. We've got these deliveries coming to you today. Mainly, we just want to make sure you have the space in your yard for a bunch of crates.
Like, how big are you talking about?
About the size of a small house?
No.
No what?
I don't have room for nothing like that. Who ordered it?
The forms here say they're from Nova Robotics in Oregon.
And who's it being shipped to?
To you. It has your name and your address on it. Highway South. So I'm just letting you know they're on the way to your house already. We're just hoping you might be around to tell us where to set all these crates.
Give me what was the name of the place it's coming from?
Nova Robotics. and there's seven large...
Well, I'm not home, and I won't be home.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we can just... Do you have a yard large enough to set down like seven very large crates and to get a few flatbed trailers in there and a crane? Because we have to use a crane to get the crates off of the flatbed trailers.
No, sir. I do not. I don't know what this stuff is.
Yeah, we're going to have to leave them by the
road. No, I don't have any way to get a crane or anything.
We're going to have to leave them on the side of the road then. These are like giant
wooden... Let me call my husband and see what this is.
Giant wooden crates. Well, do you have his number? I can put them on.
No, he won't answer if he doesn't know the number.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, I could fake my number so it looks like it's your number.
Give me a number to call you back.
Sure. It's 420-6969. The seventh crate, like the first six are fairly small. The seventh one is even larger. Like, you know, like large as a big house. And it's coming in by a military helicopter.
You're full of crap.
Why do you say that?
Because I don't know who you are, and we don't have the money to order anything like that, and I don't know who you are, but please lose my number.
I told you who I am. I'm Brad from UPS. I'm just calling about a delivery. You wouldn't know me personally.
Well,
I just work at the UPS office.
Well, I don't know you.
I know you don't know me. That's what I just said. I don't know you either. We don't know each other. We're not friends.
Well,
I'm just some UPS guy.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. Don't deliver anything to my house.
Oh, no, they're on the way. They're delivering them. They're bringing them in. Like, if they can't get into your property, they're just going to leave them on the side of the road?
I don't know what to tell you.
Thank you for letting you know. That'd be nice. Like, I don't know what's with the attitude, lady. She's going to call her husband now. And he's going to be like, honey, it's an April Fool's joke. Durr. I think I'm about done with this idea, but this list is huge. I'm going to keep calling some of these people. Most of them are way out in the country. These are all like farm properties. I'm looking at them on Google Maps.
Hello?
Hello, Earl?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Brad from UPS. I delivered you a package today.
You sure did.
Yeah, no, we delivered another one. Did you get one at your door?
I didn't know. I knew there was one there, but I didn't know there was two.
Well, the second one, I didn't want to come all the way up your driveway again.
Why?
Because I already did it once.
Well, it's not against the law for you to come twice.
Yeah, I just didn't want to. So what I did is I threw the box on the side of the road as I was driving. Like, I didn't even stop.
You threw the box on the side of the road.
Yeah, as I was driving. Like, I didn't even stop. I had it in my lap, and I just chucked it.
Well, what if somebody picks it up?
Well, you better pick it up before someone else does. That's what I'm...
I'll go out the side of the road and get it.
Well, I threw it in the trees.
In the trees?
Yeah, so nobody would see it and steal it. You're welcome.
Okay. I'll go out there and get it.
I may have thrown it closer to your neighbors than your house.
Okay, well, that's probably who it's to, you and my daughter.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I just know that it was addressed to you, and I threw it out the door as I was driving.
So you threw it out of the truck and it sized some trees out there?
Yeah, I'm just like, fuck it. I don't want to go up the driveway again.
Okay, I'll go out there and get it.
How long is it going to take you?
About 5 minutes.
To search all the trees? I mean, there's a whole row of trees out there.
I'm not going to get no search warrant or nothing like that if you throw it out the window.
Yeah, but I chucked
it. You throw it out the window because you didn't want to drive in the driveway twice.
Yeah, it was a waste of gas, you know? Like, you should have told me you had two packages.
I never heard the beat.
You never what?
Oh, that's April Fool, ain't it?
April Fools? What are you talking about?
I just never heard tell of a UPS driver throwing it out the window.
Yeah, it's because I already been there. You should have told me.
Told you what?
That you had two packages instead of one.
Well, the company should have told you that, your boss man.
I don't like to talk to my boss man.
What kind of scam is this now? Go ahead and get to the bottom of it.
No, you were right. It's an April Fool's joke. I'm the guy that was there earlier delivering the package.
I know if your boss man knew you were throwing packages out the window, well.
Yeah, fuck the boss man.
He would fire you on the spot.
No, he wouldn't. They're shorthanded. I can get away with anything.
No, you can't.
Can't
not around here, you can't.
Oh, you yes, I can. You don't know what you're talking about.
No, you can't.
Oh, sure I can.
All right, you try it and see.
Oh, I will.
You'll be arrested before you get back in the driveway.
You know what?
Time.
Maybe I really did throw a package out there. Maybe this wasn't an April Fool's joke.
Y'all don't do business like that. I know that.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good April Fool.
Yeah, I got you, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
I was going to make you go rooting around in the trees.
Hey, there ain't no trees out there, so how could you throw it under the trees?
I don't know. I'm just looking at Google Maps. Hell if I know. Would you chop them down?
I could read what you said and just don't gel.
Yeah, it didn't gel.
You better come up with another April Fool for tomorrow.
I'm going to call up this lady down the street. I'm getting ready to send her a package. I'm going to tell her that
What's her name?
Edna?
No, Mary lives down there. It's not Edna.
No, I went around the corner.
There ain't no corners on this street.
Well, I went around the bend. All right,
you ain't right.
I'm sick of your...
Well, what are you drinking today?
What am I what?
What are you drinking today?
Scotch whiskey.
Scotch, okay. I figured you were drinking something.
Yep, it's good shit. Anyway, I'm sick of your bullshit. I'm hanging up.
Okay.
All right. Have a nice day.
And don't throw out no more packages.
Oh, I will. Don't tell me what to do, motherfucker. Everyone's in such a good mood today because it's April Fool's. This sucks. This is going to be the worst show ever. Nobody's going to believe anything I say.
Hello?
Hello? Is Rufus there?
No, he's not. He's not available.
Okay.
Who's calling?
It's Brad from FedEx.
FedEx?
Yeah, I delivered a package there today.
At our house?
Yeah, drive.
Yeah. Where's the package?
Well, I didn't bring it actually to the house because I didn't want to drive up the driveway.
Well, other FedEx. Where do you want him to? How's he gonna get it?
You just go out there on the road. I threw it in the road.
Well, other FedEx people drive up in the driveway. You can't hurt the driveway.
Yeah, I just didn't.
So it's at the end of the road.
Well, not the end of the road. It's more like a couple houses down because.
Well, now look here. Well, we don't want to go a couple of houses down. You bring it to our address.
But it's so far.
Well, where are you?
Well, I'm already driving away. I didn't even stop the truck. I just threw it out the window.
Well, we know that's not good business. You bring it to our house.
I tried to chuck it.
You don't have no business throwing it out the window. You can drive up in the driveway.
But I tried to.
I don't know where you are, but you turn around and come back and bring it to our house.
I tried to chuck it in the trees, but I missed, and it just kind of landed in the middle of the road. So it'll be easy to find. It's in the middle of the road.
Well, we're not going to look for it.
Yeah, get in your car.
And I'm going to report you, too.
No, don't report me, because I'll get in trouble.
Well, you need to get in trouble if that's the way. Evidently, you're not a FedEx person, because FedEx people always drive up in the driveway and deliver the packages. And we're not going to go up and down the road to look for one either.
Yeah, but I'm really busy today. And, I have a lot of packages to deliver, and I just don't have time to stop at every single damn house.
Well, ours will just stay in the road then, because I'm not going to go looking for it.
Well, you're not going to get your package then.
Well, you're supposed to deliver it to our door.
I almost delivered it to the door. It's like right there. I mean, don't be so lazy.
Just... almost is not good enough. You bring it to our driveway.
But you're being lazy. Just get out there and go get it.
Well, you're the one who's being lazy. You're supposed to do your job.
I did my
you're
job.
You're supposed to do your job. You're the one who's being lazy. You get off that truck and bring it and do what you're supposed to do.
I got it within 1,000 feet of your house. That's good enough.
No, it's not good enough. It's not good enough. It's Look, not good enough. But, what you're supposed to do is bring it to our... The other FedEx people bring it to our door.
Yeah, but
and put it on the door and ring the doorbell and bring it on the step.
But there's a problem. I can't, I'm really high today, and I just couldn't deal with people. I just didn't want to...
I don't believe my husband ordered no package from you.
Well, it wouldn't be from us. Now, you would have ordered it from somewhere else. We're just the delivery company. Don't you know how it works?
Well, I tell you what. You're supposed to deliver the package to our door.
I know, but I told you.
I am not going on the street to look for no package 2 or 3 houses down.
Yeah, but I'm really high today, and I figured if I came to your door, you'd just yell at me like this. This is exactly...
You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
If I came to your door, you would have yelled at me? Why?
It depends on who you are.
Well, see, that's good reason not to deliver you a package. If you're just going to yell at me if I come to your door.
Well, then you keep the package then.
No, it's in the road. Go get it.
I'm not going nowhere to get it. I'm going to report you, too.
You need to get out there and fetch it. Get out there and fetch that package.
You get off of my phone.
No, you get off of my phone.
You called me. I didn't call you.
Yeah, but I'm commanding you to hang up that damn phone. And then go get your package.
I'm not going anywhere.
Why not?
I'm not going in, and I'm going to report you to the policeman too.
Well, you know what? I think you're lazy.
You're the one who are lazy.
No, I'm not lazy. I'm just high.
I tell you what. Well, what you doing driving if you high?
It's just marijuana. It's okay to drive if you smoke a bunch of marijuana.
Well, you just keep driving then.
I will.
You keep driving.
I'm going to keep driving and keep throwing.
And it's best that you don't come to my door because you it might not be good for you.
See, that's why I don't want to come to your door because you're threatening me.
And I don't believe that you're a FedEx person anyway. I think it's a scam.
No, look, ma'am, I'll come clean with you. April Fools. It's just an April Fools.
I know.
It's just an April Fools joke. I'm with FedEx. You don't have any packages today. It's just a joke.
Say what?
It's just a joke. You don't have any packages today. I'm with FedEx.
I know I don't have any packages.
Yeah.
Because I haven't ordered anything.
So I was just kidding. It's just an April Fool's joke. April Fool's.
Well, don't be playing with me.
I know. I was just a joke, though. You know, it's April Fool's. We got to joke around with people.
Well, don't joke around with me. Well, you chose the wrong person.
Yeah, but, like, aren't you happy now that you don't have to go out and get your package?
Well, I wasn't going out to get it anyway.
Well, that's because you're lazy.
Well, you're lazy, too.
No, I'm not lazy. No, this was a prank. I didn't really throw it out the window.
Hello?
Aw. She picked back up. I hit the dial tone real quick, but not quick enough, apparently. But then she just hung up anyway. She was going to star 3-2 me.
Hello?
Hello, is Ricky Brown?
He's at work. This is the house.
Oh, okay.
You want the work number?
No, it's okay. I'm calling to let you know. I'm calling from FedEx. We're delivering you a package, a crate.
Okay, it'll be coming to the store, okay?
Well, it's coming to Drive.
I don't know what that would be.
304 wouldn't...
Yeah, that's where we live, but I don't know what it would be coming here, though. I didn't order anything.
Oh, it's some sort of an animal.
Animal?
Yeah, it's a large one, too. This is like a large crate.
What?
It's like the size of a truck.
You mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
There's an animal inside here. I don't know what it is.
For who? My house. I didn't order an animal.
Well, it's for Ricky...
Well, I have cats. I sure hope it isn't an animal coming. I don't know anything about it. You have to call the store.
Well, it's in a crate. It's fine. But
I don't know anything about an animal.
It's a large one, you know, it weighs a few tons.
I mean, I don't know anything about an animal. We didn't order an animal.
It might be a rhinoceros or something. It's big.
I don't know who I'm talking to.
I heard, what? That's a weird way to end the call. Should I call her back?
Hello?
Look, I don't know why you're hanging up on me, lady.
I don't know what you're talking about. You'll have to call my business and talk to my husband, okay?
Well, how am I going to do that? How am I going to do that? You didn't give me the number, stupid.
I'm giving it to you now.
Well, before you just hung up on me.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought it was a prank call.
Why would I prank call you? I'm from UPS. It's a serious business here.
I didn't order an animal. FedEx. That's why I can't understand. I don't know whose it is.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, and is your husband going to be a huge jerk, too? Like you are?
I don't know. Goodbye.
All right. Bye, honey. I guess we get to do round two on this one. Hey, is this Ricky?
It is. Can I help you?
Oh, this is Gary from FedEx. I'm calling to let you know we're delivering a package to your address on Drive.
Oh, can you just bring it to the store?
Well,
you can put it in the garage. That's okay.
Oh, is it going to fit in the garage?
Oh, what is it?
It's a live animal. It's about as big as a large truck.
Oh, bull crap.
No, I'm serious. The crate is as large as a large truck. It's not the animal. I'm sure is not.
What do you mean a live animal?
I don't know what it is. It's just delivered to you, and it's a large one. We can hear it in there. I don't know what it is. There's just air holes.
An animal? Oh, come on. This is a joke.
No, I wouldn't joke, sir. I'm a Christian.
Hey, hang on 1 second.
Okay. Oh, did he hang up on me too?
Who is this again, please?
This is Brad from FedEx.
Now, who is Brad? Do I know you, Brad?
Probably not. I just work here at FedEx. I'm not the delivery driver or anything.
Now, repeat what you're doing. You're the FedEx driver. You're not my driver here at my store, right?
No, I'm not the driver. I just work at the FedEx office.
Right. And you've got a delivery at my house, a drive?
Yeah, it's a large crate.
And what's the crate?
What?
What is in the crate?
I'm assuming an animal of some sort. We don't know. There's air holes in the crate. We can hear it in there. We don't know what it is.
And you're going to deliver to my house?
Yeah.
That's not mine, sir. That's not mine.
Is this
Candid Camera? There used to be a show called Candid Camera.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. But no, this isn't any kind of a camera show. It's a telephone.
Well, you know damn well you don't deliver animals to people's homes.
Yes, we do. We deliver anything.
Well,
you know, I talked to your wife, and she was about as much of a bitch as you are. Like, I'm just trying to do my job here. I'm trying to let you know we have a delivery on the way, making sure there's enough room out there.
You deliver to my house. Hey, hang on a second. I've got my... never mind.
Sounds like you're on drugs or something, talking to me about cameras and shit. I'm just trying to let
I'm
you know.
Where are you located at, bud?
I'm in the FedEx office.
Where's the FedEx office? Because I'd love to come talk to you face to face. I bet you won't talk to me like that again.
Oh, what? Is that a threat? I don't want you coming over here.
I don't want to come see you anyway.
I'm just trying to do my job, and you're being like a little bitch on the phone at me, like talking about cameras and just going on about crazy shit.
Let me speak to your supervisor.
She's just coming in. I can put her on if you want.
Yeah, I'd love to talk to her. I bet she's not a bitch as you are.
Oh, hey, good job repeating my own insult back at me. Like, way to be original, asshole. Let me put her on. Just a minute.
Where are you from?
This is Carol. Can I help you?
Yeah, who is this?
This is Carol from the FedEx office. What can I help you with, sir?
FedEx office where?
In...
yeah, we don't have a FedEx office.
Yes, we do. We have a very small one. It's just a distribution center.
Okay, what's the address in the FedEx office?
You don't need to know that, sir. We don't take customers here. It's just for the trucks to stop in and pick up things.
Yeah, there's not a FedEx office, so therefore you're lying.
You don't know what you're talking about, you fucking asshole.
Oh, really? I don't?
No, you don't.
Well, now you're calling me an asshole.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, Sir?
Well, that didn't go well. Does FedEx deliver animals? Like, will they? I kind of want to look that up now. It doesn't seem that unreasonable to think that they might deliver an animal, does it? All live animal shipments must be approved and coordinated by the FedEx Live Animal Desk and must be from a business to a business. Okay, so I can't deliver it to a home. FedEx does not accept live animal shipments as a part of its regular scheduled service and does not transport household pets. So yeah, they deliver animals. All the shipment companies deliver animals. You know, when I go to the post office, when I'm standing in line, I can hear chickens in the back room or roosters or something. You know, they're just like constantly making noise. They get animal deliveries all the time at the post office. So the other companies, they're going to do it too. They're not going to let the post office have all of that money. Of course, they're going to deliver animals.
Hello.
Hello, Dickie.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Brad from the UPS.
From whom?
From UPS, you know, the delivery company?
Yes, sir.
And I need to let you know that we don't have any packages for you today.
Well, you usually don't, so it's... You sure you got the right person?
Yeah. It looks like on the form here it says Dickie 20 Lane.
Okay, well, you don't usually come by more than once every 2 or 3 weeks, so I mean, that's where it kind of surprised me. You called me to tell me I didn't have anything.
Yep, no packages today. We're going to call you 2 times a day from now on and let you know that you don't have any packages so that you'll know.
Why would you do that?
Because it's a new service we're offering. And it's just to give you peace of mind to let you know that you didn't miss any package deliveries. Nothing showed up today. You just don't have any packages, that's all.
Okay, if you want to call, you can welcome to, but you're probably going to be wasting your time, but that's fine.
No, it's a new service we're doing now.
When I don't get something most days, it doesn't surprise me. So if I'm expecting something, it doesn't come in. Then I'd probably call you, but that's fine. You call every 2 times a day if you like.
This way it won't surprise you. You'll know. Like, you're going to know that you didn't get any packages. We're going to call you once in the morning and once in the evening.
Why didn't this telephone call show up as UPS?
Why didn't it?
Yes, sir.
Probably did. I don't know. Maybe your caller ID is broken.
It did not show up as UPS.
What's it say? Doesn't it say 6969?
No, sir.
What's it say then?
I just have to look, but just a second.
Is there a name on it?
Can't see it. If I flipped it over, I'll lose you.
Okay. Well, then how do you know it didn't come up as UPS? Because it should come up as...
Because I looked when you called.
Yeah.
And it did not say UPS. It said it was 9104-something. And it did not say UPS, and it did not end 6969.
It should end 6969. That's our main number here.
Would you like to call me back in 2 minutes?
No, I don't really want to. This has gone on long enough. I'm just calling to let you know you don't have any deliveries.
I don't think you're with UPS, but I appreciate your call.
I am, too. You'll see. We're going to call you. Dickie is very suspicious of me. Holy shit, there's another Rufus on this list. A completely different Rufus at a different address and everything. Different last name. But there's another Rufus. That must be a popular name around these parts. I hope this one picks up.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated...
No Rufus for us.
Hello?
Hello, is David there?
No, he's not. May I take a message?
Well, this is Rufus from the UPS. I was calling to let you know we have a delivery coming to your house on Albert Street.
Okay.
Do you have a wheelchair ramp that goes up to the front door?
No.
Oh.
What kind of delivery do we have?
It's a box. Just a couple boxes.
No, we have a garage. You can just stay in the garage.
Oh, no. No, you're going to tell a crippled person to stay in the garage? No, I come up to the door like everyone else.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry. I thought it was just really large boxes.
No, they're not large. I just I'm in a wheelchair. So.
Oh no. No, we don't have a wheelchair ramp at all. We have our stairs.
Can you get one by 5 p.m.?
No, I don't know where we would get one. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm going to just mark this as return to sender then.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay, well, I don't know where we would get a ramp, so I guess you just have to do what you need to.
Yeah, I heard you whispering about the crippled person.
No, I wasn't. I was just
kind of rude.
Trying to figure it out, what to do. All of our other packages are just delivered to the garage, so
yeah,
you just do what you need to do. I'm sorry.
I don't know. Why can't you just have a wheelchair ramp? Like, why can't you comply with the Disabilities Act of 2002?
Because it's a personal residence.
Yeah, but you're being kind of assholes. Like, don't you like crippled people?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, right. Do you know any crippled people? It sounds like you're just saying that.
I actually do, yes.
Like, how many crippled people do you know?
Off the top of my head, at least 15.
Oh, that sounds unbelievable. Nobody knows. I don't even know 15 crippled people.
Well, then that sounds like a personal problem.
Well, you're... Whatever. At least I don't discriminate. Hello, William?
Huh?
It's Rufus. I'm the UPS delivery driver.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling to let you know I'm coming to your house with a delivery on Moortown Road. Sir?
All right, I wasn't expecting them, but I'll be here.
Okay.
Where was it from?
Oh, I don't know. It's in the back still. I'm driving right now. Hey, do you have a wheelchair ramp that goes up to the front of your house?
No.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, I guess I'll just mark these as return to sender then.
Okay, then, because it's supposed to be a wheelchair ramp thing or something?
Yeah, well, I mean, how am I supposed to get up to your front door? I'm a cripple.
Well, I'll be here if you blow the horn, but I don't know nothing about no front door thing.
I'm not going to blow the horn like a second-hand citizen. I should be able to come up to the front door like any other human being.
Well, you talking about private property. What are you doing driving a truck if you're a cripple? They're supposed to accommodate you.
Hey, I can drive a truck.
So this is my house. They shouldn't send you to my house if you're a cripple.
Hey, I can come to people's houses and drive a truck just like any other person. I shouldn't be limited because of my disability. And you should have a wheelchair ramp up to your house. You're kind
of... You don't tell me what I got to have at my house. My wife, she in a wheelchair. You don't have to tell me what I have to have at my house on private property.
Yeah, but you should be able to comply with the Disabilities Act of 2002, motherfucker. And I just want to come up and deliver you a package, that's all. Hello? Oh, I didn't hear him hang up. So his wife's in a wheelchair. That sounds very unlikely. I think he's just trying to make himself seem like not a cripple hater. I'm not going to be fooled.
We're not really here.
LOL.
Okay.
Damn kids fooling me. This is bullshit. What do you think this is, April 1st or something? God damn it, shit, fuck. All right, thanks, bye. What an awesome thing to hear on April 1st.
Hello.
Hello, Timothy.
Yes.
Hey, it's Rufus from the UPS. I'm the delivery driver.
Yes.
And my manager wanted me to call and let you know that I delivered a package to you today, but I was trying to do like an April Fool's thing, so I left it at the neighbor's house.
All right.
I'm sorry about that. Like, I'm just assuming the neighbor is going to see it and they'll bring it over to you.
That's right. Which neighbor?
I don't know. Like, they were in a kind of a blue house, I think. I don't remember.
Okay.
I just kind of left it on the porch and put a note on the door.
Okay, that's fine.
But yeah, like, I hope they don't keep it. Do you have,
no, they won't.
Do you have trustworthy neighbors? Do you have trustworthy neighbors?
Yes, we do.
Are you sure? I mean, because it's like positive. Several houses down. You don't know everyone, do you? Like, it's way down the road.
No, I probably don't know everyone.
So they could just hold on to it and not give it to you.
Yeah, they might.
My manager's...
It's doubtful, though.
Yeah. My manager said I can't do that anymore, so I won't do that anymore.
Okay, that's fine. That's all right. Why, was my gate closed?
No, it was open and everything. I just wanted to do an April Fool's joke, so I just left it, like, way down the street. I did that with a bunch of packages today, so I'm calling up people and letting them know. I was just kidding.
Okay, good. Makes it fun. That'll be fun.
Just
I appreciate
joking.
That.
Yeah, it'll help you meet your neighbors, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks for being so understanding.
Yeah, thank you.
And not being an asshole like Earl was. I called Earl. He just yelled at me.
That's right.
Yep. All right. Happy April Fool's Day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks,
right. Bye. Well, damn it. Why does he have to be so understanding? I hate people like that. Fucking nice people. Who's that guy think he is?
Hello?
Hello, Rhonda?
Rhonda's not here.
Oh, where's Rhonda at?
Rhonda's at work, I hope.
Oh, what do you mean you hope? Like, you don't keep track of her?
Pardon?
You don't keep track of her?
She's grown. I don't have any reason to track her.
Okay, well, I'm just like, I don't know. You said you hope, like she's going to skip work or something.
Huh?
You said you hope, like she's going to skip work or something.
No, I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not too. Anyway.
Much going on out here in this violent world.
Yeah, yep.
So I'm afraid that my child is doing well and trying to work.
Yeah, probably. Hey, I'm calling from UPS. This is Rufus.
Mm-hmm.
I had a delivery for you today.
Well, just bring it in and I'll get it to her.
Well, no, here's the thing. I played an April Fool's joke on you, and I left it at your neighbor's house around the corner. So you have to go.
Neighbor.
Yeah, you have to go over. You have to go over there on the porch and get it. My manager said I have to call you and tell you.
I don't know what to. Who's my neighbor around the porch?
Around the corner. Like, you know, you go around the bend, and there's a couple houses. It's like the third one on the left.
What's the address you left it at?
I didn't pay attention. I just thought I was playing jokes. When I told my manager, and he got mad at me and said I had to call you and tell you.
Okay, I'll accept that.
Okay. Anyway.
You won your case.
Yeah, I sure did. Maybe the neighbor will just bring it to you. You probably don't have to go looking for it. They'll bring it to you.
Well, I got good neighbors, I hope.
Yeah, it's got your name on it. I wouldn't even bother looking for it. They'll bring it over.
I trust my neighbors.
Yep. Okay, well, I got to go call other people that I did this to.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Thanks for your kind consideration.
Oh, sure, anytime. That's the kind of person I am. All right.
We got one good guy left in our surrounding.
Yep, praise Jesus.
Okay, take care.
All right, you too. Bye. Love you. Man, what is with people in this area? I'm going to move to this town. This seems like a nice town where people don't get upset about anything. I'm about out of numbers, too. That one might have been the very last one. There's just a few more here. We'll see if they pick up.
We're sorry. Well,
that one's not going to pick up ever again. Rest in peace, Carly.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
I think that was the last one. Scrolling up just to make sure I didn't forget any of these. Oh, here's a couple. Let me try these.
You have reached 863.
Oh, man. Nothing else is picking up. I think it's time for me to give up. I blame King Richard for attempting to take over the show today. Thanks a lot for that, King Richard. I'm not blaming the sponsors today. I'm blaming King Richard. I really wanted someone to get upset over my hilarious April Fool's Day prank. But no.
Hey, what's up, B-Rad? This is your doctor, Dr. Tom Servo. I'm calling to inform you your test results have came back.
Oh, yay.
I'm sorry, but you have syphilis.
Oh, shit.
If you need to talk to me, you can just scream out, Dr. Tom Servo, and my holographic image will pop up. Thank you.
All right. You know what? I'm pretty sure this is a April Fool's joke, so it's fine. I don't have syphilis. Not this time.
Hey, Brad. It's me, Mr. Biggs.
Oh, hey, Mr. Biggs.
Yeah.
You suck at voicemails. I can't even hear you.
You suck.
Mr. Biggs wouldn't have quality that bad. What an insult to Mr. Biggs.
Hey, Brad, Dr. Hotch.
Hey.
What has a little dick and hangs down? A bat.
Okay.
What has a big dick and hangs up?
I give up. Oh, he hung up. That's weird. Now we'll never know the punchline.
Hey, Brad. This is Incredulous.
Hey.
I'm going to leave you a opener that you can play at the beginning of your shows. You're welcome.
Okay.
I'm going to leave a little space where you can put the time in there. So here goes.
All right.
One, two, three. Hi, this is Incredulous. Phone Losers of America is a crowdfunded community that provides prank call content and podcasts. We believe that the Bible is a unified story that points to Jesus. The time is currently... Things may have changed by the time you listen to this. Cactus.
All right. That was the best. Okay, thanks a lot for that. I'm not sure I completely understood what you said. Because, you know, shitty phone quality. What you should do, if you or anyone else wants to make me clips like that, is you should record them with a real microphone and make them an MP3 file or a WAV file or just, you know, something that doesn't sound like crap and email it to me, show@snowplowshow.com. Seriously, everyone, like, just make a thing saying, hey, I'm so-and-so and I listen to the Snowplow Show when I'm sneaking around in people's backyards at night or, you know, whatever. Or, you know, do whatever Incredulous just did. Something about the time. And Jesus coming back, I think, maybe.
Hey, Brad. It's Brad, the producer.
Hey, Brad.
So I noticed I didn't receive my $2 an hour, 100-hour paycheck for last week.
Uh-oh.
So I tried to log into my account over at the Situation Room, you know, electronically. And it was discovered by myself that I'm no longer employed. Apparently, I've been let go as a producer, so
this
of course I listened to things. And it turns out that... Nick from our parent company, Nick Co., was slandering me over the air. I'll have you know, he is not even a fan of the Snowplow Show. In fact, he told me, in confidence, which I will betray now, that he unsubscribed from the Snowplow Show. In fact, he said his favorite prank call show is Onage Pranks. So I would like immediate reinstatement of my employment as the producer. If you would like me to produce this voicemail segment, it's pretty much going to be necessary. And I'll see you in court otherwise.
Okay, all right. Good to hear from you again, Brad the producer. Maybe if you'd show up once in a while, you'd continue to get your paycheck. Wow, a bunch of drama today, a bunch of name-calling. Mr. Biggs telling me I suck. And that was the last voicemail, so I think that's it for today, everyone. Thanks for listening to the show. I'm sorry about those issues we had at the beginning with King Richard taking over the show. But to be honest, that opening call that he played with the HOA member screaming at him a bunch, that was actually pretty funny. So I'm going to go ahead and just kind of take this in stride and tell everyone that they should go over to anotherprankcallshow.com and find that call, because I know that was a shortened version of that call. Or maybe not a shortened version, but he did call that guy back and get screamed at a little bit more. And him and Olga, they do a pretty good show. So everyone check it out, anotherprankcallshow.com. In fact, I think I have a little plan to get them back. Maybe I'll deface their website or something. I don't know. It's pretty much limitless what I can do because I'm such a big hacker and everything. Thanks to the sponsors, Ryan Jardina, Another Prank Call Show, I guess. I Regret Jumping, Cody No Name, and Brown Magic. Those are the sponsors that King Richard chose for this episode. Thank you, Nathan, for today's phone list. Thanks for giving me an area where people are really chill and they don't get upset that easily. Except for Rufus's wife, that is. I'm going to hold on to that list, though. I'm going to finish it up. There's plenty in there that didn't answer today. Be sure to check out the PLA Discord. You can go in there and find King Richard and yell at him for fucking with the show today. You can find a link to that in the show notes at snowplowshow.com. It's down there in the community section, right next to Reddit and Facebook and all those other places you can hang out with us at. Let's end today's show with a song by Not Brad. Here's Bring Back the Phone Show.
I'm Not Brad. I'm your Domino's driver. Got your pizza up in a tree, and I bet I'm higher than you, Dick. My rhymes are so sick that I went to get a checkup from Dr. Hillick. I woke up in an alley 2 days later with a cardboard poster and a golden calculator. Didn't know what happened or where I had been, so I praised the fucking J and let the day begin. No more phone show. That's some poppycock shit. What am I gonna do on Tuesday night when I'm fucking lit? Got a yingling in one hand and a bong in the other. Hey, RBCP, who we calling tonight? Brother, sister, mister, I'm sorry I dinged your car. I know you drive an Audi, I went way too far. But I left you a note to let you know that I care. If you can catch me in my Celica, we can talk about it somewhere. And I think it's fair to say that without the PLA, I'd be bored every night and going crazy every day. So before he digs the hole and sticks the phone show in the ground, let's remind Brad Carter that we love the fucking sound of Matt pissing in the toilet and leaving to grab a beer. And the wise words of Rappy, always deep in your ear. Yeah, you know that you love the phone show, so let's make it fucking clear. Hold your cacti in the air as the mad rhymes up here. Yeah, bring back the phone show, cause it's so very missed. Even the bomb father's mad, you don't wanna make him piss. Fuck you, Brad Carter. Yeah, that's anger in my voice. Please bring back the phone show, that would be a good choice. This beat's too dirty. This beat's too dirty. Rappy should throw a verse down on this motherfucker. Where's the bomb at? Shit.
Got a gold calculator.
Like spray painted gold?
What?